Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Abdullah Al-Musawi. In the previous episodes, we were talking about kings and leaders and what they need to have in order for them to be placed in an Islamic system or a political system, an Islamic government. Call it whatever you like. Now, even for argument's sake, even if it's not an Islamic system, any system, we need to have a just ruler. Now, that just ruler, we said he needs to have certain characteristics, which we spoke about previously. Also, there are a number of duties that this ruler needs to have in terms of helping and serving the members or the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-ibad. One is to increase their knowledge, education. One of the most important missions on the shoulders of the leaders is to establish universities, to establish schools, to teach children, to teach the youth, that they have to provide places of education for the Muslims. Not only places of education in terms of Islam, but also in other human sciences, arts, and linguistics, and what have you, whatever education includes. These places need to be priority for the leaders of the countries and the leaders of the system, because without education, we're going to have a problem. And as we've learned from history, whenever a leader or a ruler wants to dominate people, he deprives them of education. For example, if you look at the Quran and you see how Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, was talking to his people, it said that people would submit to him blindly, because not only he was depriving them of education, but he was feeding them sort of food that would actually affect the capacity of the brain. So he was deliberately trying to make people dumber. The dumber the people are, the easier one could rule. So education is number one priority for the kings and rulers. In this regard, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, تَعْلِيمَكُمْ كَيْ لَا تَجْهَلُوا وَتَأْدِيبَكُمْ كَيْ مَا تَعْلَمُوا, that you need to be educated so you could be a smart, wise person, not an ignorant person. And you need to be educated in terms of acting as well, so you can go and work and become an active member. So we see that education is a must-do duty for any leader that wants to rule people, or if we want to place him in a system. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Omoli, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم حساب داره دعا هم داره، سوا هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری میگه ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. And you are still listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatihul Hayat. So we said that education was an essential element and duty of a ruler that he needs to keep in mind. And based on that, Al-Imam Ali alayhi salam says, عَلَى الْإِمَامِ أَنْ يُعَلِّمَ أَهْلَ وِلَايَتَهِ. The Imam, the one in charge, he has to teach the people of his city, people of his country, people of his suburb. I mean, you use a term you like. حدود الإسلام والإيمان. He needs to teach them the limits and the essence of Islam and belief. الإسلام والإيمان. So obviously there is a focus on education, on sciences, but also the main focus needs to be on the Islamic education, which sadly most of the systems or the Islamic system lack these days. Most, if not all of them right now, are secular systems. They are ruling with the name of Islam. They are ruling by saying we are Muslims. But the laws they have is nothing Islamic. Nothing about it is Islamic. Therefore, the leaders and kings need to focus on teaching people Islam. But first and foremost, these people in power and their systems, they themselves need to adhere to Islam. Because we see that when it comes to the ruling party or to their governments or to the laws, the constitution they place, there's nothing Islamic about it. Why? Because obviously they want to rule with an iron fist and deprive people of their resources. But when it comes to people, they tell them, no, Islamically you have to obey your leaders, and you need to listen to your leaders, and you need to do this and that Islamically. So Islam applies to people, but doesn't apply to the ruling parties. And this is what sometimes causes a lot of issues. When you have an Islamic state, and you say we are Islamic in our nature, but yet then there's nothing Islamic about your system, people will point fingers at Islam. People will bring Islam down. When Western countries look at us as Muslims and they say, well, you have an Islamic country, but look at what you're doing in terms of 1, 2, 3, 4. So Islam becomes under attack, not the people themselves. And the Islamophobia and the people who want to disavow Islam, they love it when our system crash. They love it when we have a system that is secular, but it has an Islamic title. So we have to be very careful in this regard. Therefore, the duty of the ruler is to make sure that he educates people in terms of their sciences, like worldly sciences, and also in Islam. But also these Islamic teachings need to be in place. I remember, if you guys remember with me as well, in the previous episode, we spoke about even the prison system in Islam and how many days people need to be imprisoned and how, when they should be freed, and can we like hold someone based on suspicion and what have you. Obviously, these are Islamic laws.
that need to be maintained, that the leader himself need to address himself. And we saw how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa and the Ahl Bayt and Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam dealt with people based on Islam. So the Islamic teachings, the Islamic rulings need to be understood and need to be taught to people. And that's one of the duties and responsibilities. We will continue this discussion in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There Was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.